Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined as ever by Andy Holding to look ahead to Thursday's card at Thurles. Andy will actually be in the studio for us on Thursday, but Thurles doesn't quite fit into the show, but thought it'd be best to get a brief look ahead to the card anyway, get his selections down and hopefully can pick you a winner or two. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
How are you?
Good.
Good. It's going to be nice to see you later.
It will be, yeah.
Haven't seen you for a while.
I know. Pre-Cheltenham.
Not the strongest card today, no. Thurles, I think it's fair to say.
No, we've got one or two interesting races. We're having my eye on a few, particularly for the future. And I think that 4:30 offers quite a good opportunity for punters there to perhaps take on one or two ageing veterans. Mikhail Dagenet, Morad. I quite like the shape of that race. They've obviously bet on ratings rather than actual...
Current form.
Current up-to-date form, yes. Mm.
No, I'd agree with you on that. I was looking at that race and thinking that I bet Andy will have found an alternative way in, if you like.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we'll get to that shortly. We'll start things at 2:15 with the beginner's chase, 2 miles and 2 furlongs the trip. Local celebrity bound to be towards the head of affairs here, given connections, Willie Mullins trains and Patrick rides. A 10-year-old, but hasn't done a great deal of racing. Certainly one of the more interesting runners in this lineup.
Yeah, he is, I suppose, in a week beginners. Just like to see a little bit more off of him the last time we saw him. He was well beat the day when he tipped up 2 hours behind Trifalim. Obviously, when a good gallop that day. It was a day when Charles Burns' charge really stamped his authority on the novice chase scene. And local celebrity 7-1 on the day got well and truly outpaced. He was probably about 20, 25 lengths behind when he fell 2 out. Prior to that, he'd run really well behind Bonnie's Land at Punchestown. So, you know, he's got it in him, but I don't know. He's just one of them ones. He's a bit like Cad Speed for me. He's a horse that will always run okay in these novices' chase. But whether he actually win is open to debate. Of course, Cad Speed did actually win the other day, didn't he, of course? But he'd had about 20-odd goes in doing that. So I'm going to take him on. Tabak Brun, interesting runner from the Liz Dahl camp. Winner of a main hurdle back in October at Gowran when he beat a reasonable field. He hasn't run over fences yet, but he's a former point-to-pointer, so that obviously won't be too much of an issue. He ran quite well in a race, which is working out well. Sharika's gone in again. And, of course, Something Wonderful, who was fourth in that race, ran really well at Navan on Sunday behind Glenbeg. So that novice's hurdle here at this track is a fair guide. And if he jumps, then he's likely to go well. But I quite like Third Opinion here. Thomas Taft's six-year-old, who's just had the one start over the larger obstacles. And I thought he ran really well for a long way in a race which has run at a sound tempo. It was won by Ewan Dawes, Leave the Light On, who went off from the front and made all the running. Follow Me Up to Carla looked like the most likely winner. Jump in the last, but he didn't quite go through with his effort. And Third Opinion went really well down to the second last, from at which point he got very, very tired on the heavy ground. He just looked as though he needed the run, but he certainly went through the race like a much better horse in his fifth position suggested. And with the man of the moment, Joe Fox, on board, hopefully with that run under his belt, Third Opinion each way, around about 5-1, will do for me.
OK, Third Opinion there in the opener. Next up is the 2:45, a beginner's chase once again, this time 2 miles, 6 furlongs the trip, and another race that just isn't really the strongest here. Very few of them arriving in decent nick. I suppose Dush Rembrandt, towards the head of the market at the time of recording, is there because he's consistent.
He is, yeah. He comes from a yard in fantastic nick at the moment. Robert Tyne is probably one of the most prolific trainers in Ireland at this present moment in time. He's had gazillion winners recently. He had a treble at Clonmel the other day, a double here at this track at the last meeting. So we've got to pay serious attention to Dutch Rembrandt. And himself almost looked like adding to that list here on the 27th of Feb when he cruised up into contention, ran in the top turn. I think he jumped to the front, five out, the one coming out the back straight when Cad Speed made a slight error. And it looked for that moment that he was going to go and win easily. But his petrol gauge flashed alarmingly on empty, turning for home. Now, I'm going to put this down to stamina over 3 miles on heavy ground rather than, you know, the horse having a wind problem or a problem finishing off his races. And I'm hoping that the better ground today, yielding to soft, will help him get home. He'll certainly go through the race like one of the best horses in it. And I certainly won't put you off at 11-4. There's a cloud over his main market rival, to be said, Archie Mead, who pulled up on his last start. Again, it's another horse who's probably been wanting better ground, and with the climate changing and the ground quickening up, a lot of these horses, I think, are going to leave poor runs behind them. Shamiran is another solid performer. He ran well the last day down in Navan, and he's got some decent form early on behind Leave the Light On and Follow Me Up to Carlo. So it's an interesting little beginners. I'm going to stick with the informed Tyner, and I'm going to hope that the better ground will enable Dutch Rembrandt to see it out this afternoon.
OK, Dutch Rembrandt the pick there in the 2.45. Next up, the 3.20. Handicap chase over 2 miles. One of the more interesting races of the day, this, Andy, just because we've got a bit of recent form to go on. Firstly, how are we pronouncing this favourite?
Underhogue.
OK. I'll let you do
that. I'll do that quickly, so I got away with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll say the De Bromhead charge, likely to likely to head the market. Carries the penalty for a win just 3 days ago. And if turning out again, surely has to go close here.
I think so, yeah. I like horses in Ireland that are brought out quite quickly. I like the fact that Emily De Bromhead has looked to be quite proactive and run him under a £6 penalty. He's a big unit, this lad. Been quite surprised really to see why he hasn't won in the past, given the way he won the other day. He went through the race pretty strongly and got the race pretty sewn up going down to the last. I thought he won with plenty in hand as well, and hopefully he can win again. Henry De Bromhead, all of a sudden out of the doldrums, has burst into life. His last three horses have all won, so it's a yard once they're in good form, bit of a streak trainer, you've got to stay with them, and he should get the race run to suit because Cheaper Chips, I presume, here will go off in front like she did last time out when she won over Hurdle. She was devastating that day. She won at 33-1, but there didn't appear to be any fluke about it. She beat Lee Carney Light and Avenue Lady, who've been in really good form over fences. It's just whether Philip Rothwell's six-year-old mare can translate that form over hurdles to fences. It's obviously her debut over... Well, it's not a debut, but she hasn't run over fences for quite a while. And she could be quite dangerous if she's ridden aggressively, but I think on Dahar-Ogue is definitely the one to stay with. Fitness on its side, yard in great form, a strong traveller, and you know, we've got to stick with this horse while he's in such good form.
Okay, next up is the 3.55, a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, where Prince of Lombardy has been well back this morning. Definitely the clear market leader, 11-10 at the time of recording. Connections won a slightly bigger race than this last Friday, but I've got every chance of having another winner here, haven't they?
Haven't they just, yes. You couldn't get a more informed set of connections, could you? Davy Russell, 3 winners at the festival. Jim Colotti, 2-for-2 at the festival. And Dr. Lamb as well, 3-for-3 at the festival. Of course, he took their bumper with Silver Concord. So you could not get a more buoyant set of connections going into a race as this. And to be fair, Prince of Lombardy as well has got the best form in the race. So it all adds up for a really good bet here, and probably one of the strongest bets on the card, around about 11-10, 6-5 this morning. Good run behind KTT last time out at Nace. Now, as it stood, that form didn't look overly special at the time. You know, it was a race that Shield rather threw away, and you think, well, how good is this form? Is it going to work out? Well, it couldn't have worked out any better because KTT lowered the colours of Uticare the other day down in Limerick. So I think this form actually is probably a little bit better than we thought at the time. Two good runs in bumpers and over hurdles at Nace prior to that signify this horse has got a gilt-edge opportunity to get off the mark. And I expect this one will do so. Looking further down the field, just keep an eye on a horse in this race that caught the eye of not only me but of the attentions of the stewards last time out, and I've got a feeling that they're going to be running it again today to obtain a handicap mark. The horse in question is called Royal Beru. That comes out of a decent maiden hurdle won by Drum Lee on the 1st of March at Navan. This horse did some really good late work from the top of the hill down to the last and on the run-in, so much so that it obviously the connections had to explain their running away to the stewards. I've just got a funny feeling this horse could pop up in a handicap sooner rather than later. He's a 40-1 shot today. I don't think he'll be troubling the judge, but just keep your eye on him. But Prince of Lombardy, hopefully he'll kick the bandwagon rolling for Messrs. Russell and Colotti.
OK, next up is the feature race, the Thurles Racecourse Hurdle. 3 miles the trip for this one, coming up at 4:30. As you alluded to before, you've got two older horses at the head of affairs, Mikhail Daganay and Murad, both trained by Willie Mullins. David Casey on Murad's and Mikey Fogarty on Mikhail Daganay. He's certainly a jockey who's having a good time of things at present. But as you mentioned, you think that there may be a bit of value in taking the old boys on here.
You often get races like this, don't you, every now and again, Alex, that just leaves you with a sense that there's going to be a bit of a turn-up. Very similar to that race over fences the other day down in Down Royal, the one that Yes Tom won when it couldn't possibly win on the official ratings. But you get a lot of horses like Bog Warrior and Seabass who are on the downward spiral, but their ratings suggest that they're not. You get younger horses coming through that have got more potential on the way up that actually turn them over. And I've got a funny feeling here we could have this case here today where the conditions of the race certainly suit Mikhail Daganay Murad. You can't believe it, can you, really, that horses rated in the 120s are actually giving them weight. Doesn't seem possible, but the conditions say that horses that have not won a hurdle race value over €12,500 since April 29, 2012, will receive weight off the horses that have. So because these two horses haven't won for such a long time, that they do get in here quite well. But the problem is Mikhail Daganay has never won over 3 miles. He's tried it four times. He's fallen and he's finished eighth. He's pulled up and he's finished fifth behind Cuvega on his last start over 3 miles. So the chances are that he won't get home again. And I think he's a poor favourite here, 11-10. Murad, he's got a similar profile. Two, three seasons ago, he was a strong fancy in the World Hurdle. But you look at his form recently and it doesn't really read that great. Well beaten by Boston Bob, but punches down in a slowly run race. In a strongly run race at Nice last time, he finished last of six. So he's obviously got a problem or two as well. So we've got a 7-4 and 11-10 chance, who the ratings suggest should dominate, but I don't think they will. And I'm going to take them on with Off the Charts and Gold Patrol, two up-and-coming young horses who have been running some good speed figures this season against some very good handicap company. And I think that just because they've got fresh legs and least to prove and fewer convictions, I think one of them will probably win. Of the two, obviously Off the Charts is the shorter price. And he's got a course win under his belt as well, when he beat Carl Croom, letter of credit, last time out. I mean, he can't win at the weights, but I think we can forget about that just because he's got more potential. And I also like Gold Patrol as well. He ran in a good Pertemps qualifier down in Punchestown, which is working out really well. Thunder and Roses won out that race of the day. Jetson ran a blinder in the Pertemps final, finishing fifth. And prior to that, he'd run really well in the Leopardstown equivalent. He's got a win under his belt here in a maiden hurdle on good to yielding ground, so the ground should be fine for him. So let's take the front two on with 13-2 off the charts and 14-1 Gold Patrol.
Okay, penultimate race on the card is a handicap hurdle coming up at 5:05, 2 miles and 6 furlongs the trip for this one. I've got down on my notes for this one, Andy, open for this race. I think that's one way of putting it. I think disappointing would be another.
Yes.
Where should we start here?
You missed the world out impossible, I think. I'm just going to take a wild punt here. I'll cut straight to the chase. There's a horse that has run quite well in a couple of maiden hurdles recently called Rua Hill, Dennis Hickey's 7-year-old. Notice that the booking of Mikey Fogarty could be quite significant. I mean, he has ridden this horse on his last two starts. That's probably not too significant in many respects. But that run the other day at Punchestown was quite a good one, you know. He still had every chance turning for home in a race which it was quite strongly contested and keenly run. It was won by Noble Endeavour, who was a short price favourite to win next time out in a graded race. Tabab, who finished second, has won since. And I'll just put it down to the heavy ground, one of the reasons why he didn't quite get home in the latter stages. That was over 2.5. And similar comments apply the time before when the ground was absolute bottomless down in Limerick. So he's been in quite deep on his last two runs. He's got a mark of 91. And if the better ground suits, hopefully he can certainly outrun his odds.
OK then, Rue Hill there in the 5.05. The final race on the Thurles card is a flat race. 2 miles a trip for this one, 5.35 the off time. Not a very strong flat race as well, Andy. Often we'll see these races dominated by a Mullins charge. That is the case once again. On the Bike is unraced, but she wouldn't have to be particularly special to be landing this. 15-8 at the time of recording. You get the impression that if she was one of the better horses in the yard, she'd be a lot shorter than that. But nevertheless, she looks pretty hard to beat here. Are you siding with her, or are you going to find some savage each-way value?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the savage each-way value route here. There's three horses that tick that particular box. Table Tips, All Hell, Let Loose, and Arctic Wolf. And out of the three, I'm going to go for the one smack bang in the middle of those that quartet. All Hell, Let Loose, who has only run in one bumper, and that was at Leopardstown when it finished eighth behind Noble Endeavour. Its best form, undoubtedly, is over hurdles. Fourth to Aparza last year, and most recently in a quite a good race at Fairy House on the 19th of Jan, when fifth behind Wax's Dargle. The race at Dane King rather fluffed his lines. Well, at least Dane King has made up for that by winning since. And also, Lavon Dalmtan, who was third in that race, he also made a bad mistake too out. He won the other day at Navan. Noble Endeavour, who was fourth, has also won a maiden hurdle. So that form of that race is really good. Desi Hughes is also in good form. Johnny King takes the ride. And the drying ground, I think, will help this girl in Baishan too. He should be there or thereabouts. I think each way, 9-2, you won't go far wrong with All Hell Let Loose each way in the last.
OK, All Hell Let Loose there in the 5.35. Great stuff, Andy. Very much appreciated. I hope the listeners appreciate it too. We'll hear you live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. And hopefully we can have a day full of winners.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm just about to jump in the shower.
Lovely. Right. Right, we'll see you later, Andy.
Sorry, Albert.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.